Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, as of yesterday, we had only charged two of the three drivers that were in the SUV that allegedly ran into the line of police officers on Monday evening there on Bailey Avenue. And I had spoken yesterday after their arraignment, the two men that were in the car, that the driver was, her actions were still being investigated. She was obviously injured. She was in the hospital. She's still in the hospital. She suffered a gunshot wound to her abdomen, and so we, did not charge her immediately. We wanted to investigate the matter further. It was clear that she was going to be charged with a gun charge because the gun being found in the car by operation of law, everyone in that car can get charged with the gun charge. So there was no doubt she was going to get charged with a gun charge. In addition, everyone in that car, by operation of law, can be charged with the stolen vehicle because, especially her, because she was driving. Allegedly. The fact that she was in the car with the gun in the car. By operation of law, everyone can be charged with the possession of the gun and the charge of possession of a stolen gun property. So those were givens even before the arraignment of the two other individuals yesterday. So there was, in response, I believe, your question, Hannah, where I said that, she most likely is going to be charged. I knew that in the back of my mind that the gun charge was going to be there. So the other matters that were being investigated were her alleged role in running into the police officers and running into the line of cops, where three officers were injured, one more seriously than the other two, and she was allegedly the driver. So that part of it needed to get fleshed out further. That part did get fleshed out, and later yesterday afternoon, after we spoke after the arraignment of the two men that were in the car, 30-year-old Deanna Davis was charged yesterday and arraigned this afternoon with one count of aggravated assault on a police officer, two counts of assault in the second degree. The assault in the second degree charge, even though there's two counts, it's still on the one police officer that she allegedly rolled over. It's just under two different legal theories. So it's still just a one officer who got allegedly run over, that the aggravated assault of a police officer is on, the two counts of assault in the second degree, and then, as I said, the two charges that she was facing no matter what was possession of the weapon and stolen property of the weapon. So Those are the charges that she's been charged with. And she was arraigned this afternoon. She was given $200,000 bail. Her return date is June 24th, where she'll come back for a felony hearing. And because the assault, aggravated assault on a police officer is a B felony, that carries with it a maximum of 25 years in jail. So that is what she is facing. Now, I know that some of you had talked to the family yesterday, and I know that a family member was in court this afternoon and had stated in court this afternoon to some of you and some of you yesterday that this was not an intentional act on this young lady's part, that she was dazed and confused by the sound of gunfire, by the tear gas going off, by the kind of overall commotion that was going on Bailey Avenue, and that there was no intentional action here, and in essence, she panicked. That is what the family members have conveyed. I can tell you that the evidence that I have right now, which obviously includes the public video that was taken from an individual there on Bailey Avenue that has been made, that's out there already, in addition to other video that I'm in possession of. Those two pieces of evidence right there contradict that narrative. And while I understand that, you know, the family is upset about the police officers getting hurt, they're upset about the protesters, they're obviously adamant that their loved one did not intentionally do anything wrong here, and I appreciate that, and I understand that from a family point of view. But I have to go by what evidence that I have, and I'm not looking here. I mean, you all know me. I'm not looking to jam someone up here. I'm not looking to overcharge anyone. I'm not looking to make a statement here about I'm tough on the looters, okay? She wasn't even a looter, quite frankly, be fair about it, right? She wasn't part of the looting anyway. She wasn't part of the protesters, all right? But again, she was in the general area. She was caught up in the mayhem here. So there's obviously an opportunity for any district attorney in this environment to be tough on crime. I'm tough on the agitators. I'm tough on the protesters. And that's not me. And you know that. That's not me. But on the other hand, I have a police officer who was run over and who has a broken pelvis. I got two other police officers who were struck by the vehicle. And that can't happen. That's not going to be tolerated. That's not going to be accepted by anyone. And again, like I said yesterday, here I am now for the fourth day in a row talking about the protesters and talking about the individuals who were looting and committing crimes throughout this whole chaos that we're facing right now as a country and as a society. And that's not what I want to be talking about. I want to be talking about George Floyd and how we can heal as a country. That's what I want to talk about. What can I do to help that narrative out? But I'm not. I'm again here talking about put another African American in jail. That's what I'm talking about. And that doesn't make me happy. But that's my job. I have to hold her accountable for her actions. And her actions to me show that she committed a crime. Yeah, I don't want to go too in-depth on the evidence that I had because I don't want to taint a jury because obviously she's innocent until proven guilty now. She deserves a fair trial. So if I get too much into what my evidence is, then, you know, Mary Smith, a potential juror 6 months from now, can say that, you know, yeah, I heard John Flynn say this right here. So maybe, you know, and she might not tell a judge that on jury selection. You know, you never know. So I got to be careful with that. But I can tell you that the the evidence that I have on other video footage shows that her actions in driving the car for numerous blocks were not consistent with someone panicking or someone kind of ducking under the car and trying to just drive forward, okay? I can tell you that the evidence I have does not show that.
Do you have any information about police possibly being in pursuit of this vehicle and then not being able to run the plate because of the green light law? Do you have any idea?
No. First I heard of that, no. Not at all.
At Bailey and Decker, there are 10 circles in the street for evidence, probably bullet casings. Does that sound about right, that there were maybe 10 bullet casings at the scene when she came through?
I can't confirm the number 10, but I can confirm that there were, as I said yesterday, numerous casings that were recovered from the street on Bailey. But I can't confirm the exact number 10, but multiple, numerous.
And numerous other casings that weren't police casings, how many blocks down?
Well, I would include that as a totality there, okay? So from approximately 80 yards away from Decker up until Decker, and that, so just use that general area there, all right? There were numerous shell casings that were found on the ground, on the street, on Bailey Avenue, or on maybe sidewalks, whatever, in the vicinity there, that were shell casings that were not the same type of ammunition in any police gun.
But there were videos that show other people shooting during this time, including one that was a store owner. So, I mean, are you...
It could be from that. So, yeah, so that's why I said yes and I'll continue today. We're investigating this whole scene here, all right? We're investigating, including, it came out yesterday, and I'll confirm again today, that there's no doubt that the state troopers fired their weapons, all right? So I'm reviewing that as well. So I'm reviewing the entire totality of the circumstances regarding the, let's call it overall word, mayhem that took place. So, I mean, right now, I'm clear. I'm focused, obviously, on the car and what the car did. So that check mark has been done, all right? And I'm clear as to the gun being in the car, all right? So that's check mark done there, too, all right? But there are other aspects to this whole thing that were outlined by you in the paper today, okay, well, all right, that are not check marked that I'm still looking at. Buffalo PD were. So we're in the process. State police, they said yesterday, state police are in the process of getting body cameras. So they are not wearing body cameras right now.
But have you seen the DVD?
No, I'm not. I'm not seeing it. We're in the process of gathering that.
Can you confirm that if Buffalo police had their cameras on?
No, I can't confirm that. Yeah. No, I just know they had. I know they had cameras on their body, okay? Like I said, we're in the process of gathering that and ascertaining how many and who, which ones were turned on or what. So yeah, no, I haven't seen any of them yet or know how many are there. But I know they have them on their body, the BPD officers.
State police don't.
No, they don't. But they're in the process of getting them, I heard. Okay. Yeah, that's what Major Hall told me yesterday.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we know where her stomach wound came from?
A bullet. But which bullet, I don't know. No, not yet, no.
She was injured before,
yeah, no, I don't know yet. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. That's what I say. I'm investigating the whole mayhem here. That's part of the mayhem.
Yeah, is there any way she could have been shot with all of those bullets that were flying before her car drove through?
It's possible, yes. Anything's possible. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Has there been an arrest in that shop owner who was shooting an AR-15 or something?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.